Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A particularly great day if you like the circus. I mean, or if you like Keystone Cops kind of comedy. Or if you like old-fashioned westerns with bad guys on the run from the Texas Rangers. Yeah, it's all coming down. We're still trying to clean off the fan. President Biden is speaking on what his press secretary previewed as a speech declaring that GOP voting laws are authoritarian, representing, listen to this, the worst challenge to our democracy since the Civil War. Really? The secretary, the president of the United States said that? Yesterday we gave Beto O'Rourke a Golden Turkey Award for saying this was the most concerted attack on democracy since, he said, since 9/11. No, he actually said in our lifetime. So he said, and perhaps in the life of our country. It's Beto O'Rourke, Democratic leader in Texas. Okay, here are the headlines, and, you kind of wince, but you also got to laugh out loud. Texas House authorizes arrest warrants for absent Democrats. And then another headline from the another Dallas paper. Texas House votes to arrest Democrats, fled state to block voting bill. And you know what was really dramatic, and I thought it got my attention, is the Democrats now, they ran away, they left Texas, they're sought refuge, they're seeking asylum, and the word is the Immigration Service is going to allow it. In Washington, D.C. No, they're not really seeking asylum, but they are temporarily. They're in Washington, D.C. Temporarily, and they actually spontaneously began singing during their press conference in front of the Capitol building in one of the more hilarious moments in recent politics. It sounded like this.
When a new Voting Rights Act for this century is there, and the rights that were struggled, that so many lives were taken, so much courage was demonstrated, are preserved once again. I turn it back over to you for the questions, and thank you very much for all that you and all of your colleagues are doing here today.
Thank you. We will overcome! We will overcome! We will overcome! Deep in our hearts,
I do believe we will overcome someday.
Thank you, Miss T.
Okay, first of all, they ought to be arrested for trashing a great song and a meaningful song. First, that's not "We Will Overcome," it's "We Shall Overcome," okay? You'd think they might know that. Secondly, they have violated several statutes about singing out of key. I mean, if you can get arrested under D.C. law, I guess it would have to be, on the charge of basically assaulting a cherished piece of music, you'd get that. Now, meanwhile, back in Austin, the Texas legislature, the Republican segment of it, actually there are four Democrats who stayed home with the Republicans. The Texas legislature was not going to take this lying down. The whole attempt is when the Democrats run away to Washington, D.C., and they're not in the state of Texas, then they can't have a quorum, then they can't vote on these new voting laws. But Greg Abbott, who's a tough hombre, is not taking it lying down. He spoke passionately about this today. Listen. Yeah. The one in pink.
All down the thunder. Well, now you got it. You see that?
It says United States Marshal.
What?
The Cowboys are finished, you understand me? So run, you cur.
Run! Tell all the other curs the lie's coming. You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
That a clip from a pretty good 1993 Western called Tombstone, which is about the gunfight at the OK Corral. Is there going to be a gunfight at the OK Corral? Are we two nations divisible? Is there going to be a fight that is a fight to the death between the two parts of America? Ed Kilgore, writing in New York Magazine, thinks so. We're going to be speaking to him later in the show. We're also going to be speaking to a brand new candidate for governor in California, who's a friend of mine and somebody I think is just a terrific voice added to the mix. His name is Larry Elder. He'll be joining us. We will also be speaking to Andrew McCarthy, former federal prosecutor, about do they have any legal grounds to arrest the Democrats in the state legislature when they're hiding out in Washington? Can they really bring down the thunder of hell upon them? I didn't know that you had thunder in hell. And this whole idea of the courageous Democrats, listen to Kamala Harris. This is a vice president of the United States talking about this entire charade. This is the vice president, clip 11.
Making a statement about the legislators in Texas who are showing extraordinary courage and commitment. I met with them when many of them traveled to Washington, D.C. We sat down and had an extensive conversation in the Roosevelt Room in the White House. And I applaud them standing for the rights of all Americans and all Texans to express their voice through their vote unencumbered. I will say that they are leaders who are marching in the path that so many others before did it, when they fought and many died for our right to vote.
Okay. They are not marching as so many others have before them. The idea for Dr. King was marching across that Edmund Pettus Bridge, which has been renamed, in Selma. The idea was a march on Washington. It was not running away to Washington. And running away from your job, for God's sake. And honest to goodness, it should not be so difficult. The one thing that bothers me most about this, and it does bother me a great deal, we are a great country. We can do all sorts of things that are amazing. Technologically, we developed these vaccines, for instance, much more quickly than anyone could think of. We have this great internet industry now where you do a few clicks and you can exchange literally trillions of dollars. And products are flying all over the country, some of them delivered by drone, for goodness sake. We can do all this. We can send Richard Branson up to space with his collection of hottie crew members. I mean, come on. We do all this stuff, and we can't figure out a way to allow people to vote without this stupid, ridiculous, overblown controversy. We can't allow people to vote without waiting 6 hours in line. I mean, what is that? What company wouldn't go out of business if you required people the one day a year that you were open for business? You would require people to wait for 6 hours. The guy, the felon who was arrested, his name was Hervis Rogers, for being a felon who voted twice violating the law. He was really committed. He waited 6 hours in line. Nobody, felon or not, should be required to vote 6 hours in line in the United States. Why can't they get this straight? I mean, what country do we live in, after all? No, we are different from Cuba and Haiti. We're supposed to be. We will be right back on the MedVed Show. Coming up, Andy McCarthy. Is it really so courageous to flee Austin, Texas, and flee the legislature to which you've been elected? We'll get back to that and more coming up.
You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming!
continentalier.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code NEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code NEDVET for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Breaking from the Texas Tribune, there are only 80 of the 150 members who are present at the state capitol in Austin, because the 70 Democrats, 70 of the, I guess, 74 Democrats who are members of the Texas legislature have left town. They got out of Dodge, or at least they got out of Austin. They're in Washington, D.C., meeting with Vice President Harris, etc. Texas Tribune reports Representative Will Metcalf, a Republican from Conroe, who's chair of the House Administration Committee, moved to issue what is known as a call of the House to try to regain a quorum. Quorum, of course, meaning the minimum number of people they need to pass legislation, which has been cleared committee and seems to be ready to pass. The motion to call the House passed 76-4. Metcalf then offered another motion, asking that the sergeant-at-arms or officers appointed by him send for all absentees under warrant of arrest if necessary. Texas Tribune comments it effectively made the missing Democrats legislative fugitives. That motion also passed 76-4. Okay, Ted Cruz, who's a pretty good lawyer. I mean, Alan Dershowitz at Harvard Law School said Ted Cruz, the best student he ever had. And Senator Cruz had this to say to Fox about the fate of the runaway Dems. Here is Senator Cruz.
Well, I think it's going to end with the Texas legislature taking up and passing election integrity legislation. What you're seeing the Democrats do here is a political stunt. And, you know, I will say it's ironic. As they were getting on their private jet to fly to Washington, D.C., they almost surely had to show identification to get on that jet. And yet they're doing this in a fit because they don't want mail-in ballots to be verified. They don't want the signatures to be verified. They don't want basic integrity steps to be strengthened in the state of Texas. This is, at the end of the day, politics, and they need to get back to doing their jobs. And one way or the other, they will. One of the things, you know, it's interesting, Bill, one of the very first assignments I ever had back 17 years ago when I was newly appointed as the Solicitor General of Texas, one of the first questions I ever got is the Speaker of the House of the legislature was redistricting then, and the Democrats did the same thing. They fled. That time they fled for Ardmore, Oklahoma, the House members, and then shortly thereafter for Albuquerque, New Mexico. And the Speaker of the House asked the Attorney General, who was then Greg Abbott, my boss, he said, hey, do I have the authority to arrest fleeing legislatures, these Democrats that have left to break a quorum? And Abbott, in turn, asked me. I did the research, and it turns out the answer is yes. Under the Texas Constitution, there's a provision that explicitly gives the Speaker the authority to arrest fleeing House members. That provision is copied word for word from the U.S. Constitution. And so this stunt is going to fail. They're going to come back. There's going to be a quorum, and I believe the legislature is going to do its job and protect the integrity of elections, ensure people can vote, but also ensure that we don't have fraud, we don't have people casting illegal votes.
Wow. That is Senator Cruz. We know where he stands. I think we also will know where President Biden stands. And President Biden delivered a speech today on election integrity and the right to vote and ballot access, and clearly trying to give in to some of the left-wing voices in his party that are saying, hey, you've got to take a stand on this. This is a big issue. I don't really believe it's an issue that most Americans are in a panic about on either side. But here's the President of the United States speaking this afternoon at the National Constitution Center. Just a quick note, Mr. President. You might remember that that Constitution, which you studied at Syracuse University Law School when you went there, that United States Constitution says that the states make their own laws, not federal law, about voting and about regulating and organizing the vote in a given state. In any event, this is part of what the President's speech sounded like just moments ago. Listen.
The assault on free and fair elections is just such a threat, literally. I've said it before. We're facing the most significant test of our democracy since the Civil War. That's not hyperbole.
Stop it.
Since the Civil War.
It is hyperbole.
The Confederates, back then, never breached the Capitol, as insurrectionists did on January the 6th.
They tried.
I'm not saying this to alarm you. I'm saying this because you should be alarmed. I'm also saying this. There's good news. It doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be, for real. We have the means. We just need the will. The will to save and strengthen our democracy. We did in 20. We did in the 2020. The battle for the soul of America. In that battle, the people voted. Democracy prevailed. Our Constitution held. We have to do it again.
Okay, you get a chance to do it again. There's going to be a great big national election, though it's on a state-by-state basis because it's an off-year election, and that coming up in 2022. The idea that somehow these incredibly minor changes, like eliminating all-night voting in Harris County in Texas, that this is a threat to democracy, is so ludicrous. Listen to a Texas state rep whose name is Sanfronia Thompson, who was part of the crew that the runaway Dems who came to the nation's capital, running away from their own capital, where they refused to vote and participate in making a decision. Here is Representative Thompson, this clip three.
I am tired of sitting as a hostage in a House of Texas House of Representatives while Republicans strip away the rights of my constituents to vote. We have fought too long and too hard in this country to get away from having to count beans in a bag, having to count bubbles in a soap bar.
Yes.
And we have achieved the full right to vote in this country. And when President Johnson signed the Civil Rights Bill in 1965, I thought that that would put to rest forever anyone's desire to strip away the rights for anyone to vote.
Okay, please, Representative Thompson, or anyone who wants to pick up the phone and speak for her, 1-800-955-1776, where is anyone stripping away the right to vote? How does it strip away the right to vote? One of the huge issues here in Georgia, I believe it was, it may have been in Arizona, one of the voting changes was instead of having 20 hours, or they took 29 hours of early voting and reduced it to 20 hours. Is that stripping away the right to vote? They reduced the number of drop boxes? I mean, what happens next in terms of Texas and the country on these issues? We'll talk about that with Andy McCarthy, former prosecutor, about the courageous Texas flyout.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Texas Democrats who broke quorum can expect a visit from law enforcement. The State House acted on Tuesday in support of their plan that involves having a sergeant-at-arms try to get all missing members back, even if it's through arrest warrants. Many of those Democrats in Washington, D.C., arriving late Monday night via a private plane. Texas Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett calling on federal Democrats to act on the For the People Act.
We need the president and the vice president and every Democrat in this Senate working together to preserve American democracy.
The death toll at the South Florida condo collapse is now at 95. The Miami-Dade County mayor saying the medical examiner's office is playing a key role in the ongoing recovery mission as it takes time to identify human remains. You're listening to USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Michael Medved show with the Democrats on the lam, the Texas Rangers or other allied law enforcement groups apparently on the way, the state legislature having voted, and this does bind the legislature. It is Texas policy. They've authorized the arrest of the phantom runaway legislators. What the hell is going on? And how does this resolve itself? Andy McCarthy, as a prosecutor, federal prosecutor, has dealt with even worse criminals than we're dealing with the Texas legislature. People actually murder people and blow people up and honestly tried to destroy our country. And Andy, of course, is a best-selling author. He's a contributing editor at National Review and a fellow at National Review Institute. Andy, as a prosecutor, if the representatives of the state of Texas really do show up in Washington, D.C., Senator Cruz, former Solicitor General of the state of Texas, says they would be on solid constitutional grounds if they want to actually arrest these folks and bring them back home. Is that true?
Well, they would be on solid grounds, Michael, in Texas for sure, to bring them back in. Out of Texas, they really don't have jurisdiction, so they need the cooperation of the law enforcement authorities in the states where I guess most of these guys have fled to the District of Columbia, where obviously they're not going to get any help from the law enforcement people.
Because that's all federal,
theoretically,
right?
I'm sorry?
That all counts as federal, right? That's federal, I mean, because it's federal authority in District of Columbia?
Well, yeah, but they have kind of a sort of a local division. Like, they have a U.S. Attorney's Office, for example, that handles traditional federal stuff. And then because it's a federal district, they have a different branch of the U.S. Attorney's Office that handles D.C. offenses that would be state law offenses if they were in a state. But one way or the other, Texas itself doesn't have any jurisdiction there. They would need federal help or state help or district help, and they're not going to get it.
Okay, so So what happens here? Today in the New York Times, David Leonhardt, one of the editors there, said there's no apparent way for the Democrats to long-term block these voting bills. They will pass because the Republicans have clear majorities in both houses. How does that happen if the Democrats just refuse to come back?
Well, I guess in theory, you could prevent it ever from being voted on. The problem is, for the Democrats, it's not like there's only one issue, right? So there are a number of things that they want legislatively that they can't have unless they show up to work. So, you know, I guess in that sense, eventually they have to show up. But they, you know, they have a very weird provision, Michael, and they probably should rethink it, which is that they need two-thirds for a quorum. You know, in the Constitution, you need a majority for a quorum, and usually one side or the other is the majority. So these kinds of threats are not very persuasive because, you know, if they just had a majority quorum required in Texas, then the Republicans could do what they wanted to do without the Democrats showing up, which means they would show up because there'd be no percentage in pulling a stunt like this. So they probably want to rethink, I would think, their constitution and maybe have a majority quorum requirement instead of a two-thirds, because that just invites the kind of mayhem we're seeing.
Well, and again, they fled all the way to Washington because apparently last time this happened, they fled to Oklahoma. And Oklahoma is obviously more in line politically with the majority in Texas. In terms of the president's claim today, he spoke at the National Constitution Center, and he said this was the most serious threat to our democracy since the Civil War. Do you even understand what that argument amounts to?
Well, I think it's political demagoguery. I mean, this has been their pitch from the beginning, that if you try to go to the status quo ante before we had coronavirus, like, remember, all these voting restrictions that were loosened up, were the rationale for that was because we had a pandemic and we had to make certain accommodations. Well, fine. Now what they're trying to do is get things back to something that's more normal and less vulnerable to fraud. And anybody who really honestly looks at these provisions, you can disagree here and there with them, but the idea that this is Jim Crow 2.0 is about as ridiculous as anything an honest, good faith person, I think, would ever have heard. So this is it's a very divisive political message, and it's shameful to see the president engaging in it, but that's their story and they're sticking to it.
Well, I agree with you, and I think it's going to have a real impact on everything, on the cherished infrastructure bill that everybody seems to want. How can you work on that after Biden takes these extreme positions about the Republicans being a threat to democracy? And honestly, it's and that this is Jim Crow 2.0. I guess the one change that some of these laws that the Democrats are so excited about, the one change that I think is most debatable, and I don't really understand why Republicans are pushing it so hard, is the idea of putting more partisan officials in charge of supervisory positions on the electoral college, than the electoral right. process, than there are right now. Shouldn't there be some room for compromise on stuff like that?
Yeah, and there's always been room for compromise on this kind of stuff. It's only become explosive in these last few cycles when we lost our minds. But I agree with you on the point about, especially when it comes to partisan poll watchers. To my mind, the structure of counting the votes has to have bipartisan integrity for the voting system to have credibility. If it does, then it doesn't matter if you have 100 partisan poll watchers or none. So I just think that whole issue is kind of a sideshow. And for the most part, I think, you know, you could take a step back and say, you know, the system works pretty well. There's a lot of things about elections law that that I don't like. I don't think that, you know, harvesting is a terrible idea. I don't think people should get absentee ballots unless they request them. You know, that kind of stuff I could see tightening up. But, you know, for the most part, we know from Attorney General Barr, the Justice Department looked at this hard, and they said that even in this extraordinary election, that there wasn't such wide, there's always fraud in every election, but it wasn't so widespread that it could have made a difference in this one. We ought to be happy about that.
Yeah, it's, and of course, I don't think it's helpful to this whole process, and it's not helpful in terms of getting people to come out and vote next time. President Trump gave a very, very, very long speech at CPAC on Sunday. And basically, he was claiming once again that the election was stolen, that there were millions of votes, literally, that were stolen or manufactured. And this entire debate on both sides, with both sides now taking the point of view that our electoral process can't be trusted, we may not have that big turnout that both sides say they want.
No, and it may not be a representative turnout either. I think, you know, President Trump can say what he's going to say. He had plenty of chances to prove fraud in court if there really was any, notwithstanding that he says the courts didn't entertain his suits. They actually did. What I regret is seeing Republicans troop down there and celebrate him.
Andy McCarthy, I appreciate your wisdom and balance always. We'll play you some of the outrageous thing Biden just said coming up. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC, They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved show, the President of the United States just talked about the voting reforms in Texas, voting reforms in Georgia and other states across the country. And there are 17 of them where they've actually revised, tightened the voting system to try to adjust for a post-pandemic reality, as Andy McCarthy explained. And the President just said that those laws, those reforms amount to a 21st century Jim Crow. By the way, the common definition for what Jim Crow was, and people have a general idea, Jim Crow laws, this is Wikipedia, and Jim Crow state constitutional provisions mandated the segregation of public schools, public places, and public transportation, and the segregation of restrooms, restaurants, and drinking fountains between white and black people. The U.S. military was already segregated. President Woodrow Wilson initiated the segregation of federal workplaces in 1913, another Democrat. Those who defied Jim Crow laws, in other words, who would sit down at a lunch counter together with black people, if they happened to be white, faced arrest, fines, jail sentences, violence, and death. There was no legal death penalty. The term Jim Crow is there was a minstrel song called Jump Down, Jump Around, Jump Jim Crow. And Jim Crow was a blackface character, and really a figure of derision. And that goes back to the early 1800s. In any event, having giving you a little bit of context of what the President's talking about, them segregated drinking fountains, right? This is the President of the United States speaking in Philadelphia at the National Constitution Center, President Biden.
In Texas, for example, Republican-led state legislature wants to allow partisan poll watchers to intimidate voters and imperil and impartial poll workers. They want voters to dive further and be able to be in a position where they wonder who's watching them and intimidating them, to wait longer to vote, to drive a hell of a lot long, excuse me, a long way to get to vote. They want to make it so hard and inconvenient that they hope people don't vote at all. That's what this is about. This year alone, 17 states have enacted, not just proposed, but enacted 28 new laws to make it harder for Americans to vote. Not to mention, catch this, nearly 400 additional bills Republican members of the state legislatures are trying to pass. 21st century Jim Crow assault is real.
Okay, 21st century Jim Crow assault. Let me put this in context, not from another Republican, not even from another moderate centrist source, nothing but from the New York Times, okay? And this is the summary by David Leonhardt, who's an editor at the New York Times. And the heading is "The Fight Over the Franchise." Says, "We'll break down the major themes in the new state laws that Republicans are passing, as well as the responses from Democrats. The short version, Democratic leaders have no evident way to stop the Republican-backed laws, but the effect of these laws remains uncertain." And he points out recent Republican efforts to hold down Democratic turnout stretch back to the Obama presidency. And so far, they seem to have failed. The Republican intent behind restrictive election laws may be nefarious, he says, but the impact to date has been negligible. Bill Scheer wrote yesterday in Real Clear Politics that the restrictions have not been big enough to keep people from voting. Okay, this is the obvious fact. Do you remember this huge hullabaloo over the Supreme Court case involving those two laws in Arizona? One of which involved not allowing vote harvesting, not allowing people to go ahead and pick up a bunch of absentee ballots and then drop them all off, having a party worker come to your house saying, "Hey, have you filled out your ballot yet? I'm going to take it for you." There was a law passed in Arizona about that in 2016. No problem. Now the Supreme Court has said, yes, that law can stand. They had another law in Arizona saying that if you voted at the wrong polling place, if you didn't go to the polling place that it was marked on your ballot and that you were registered for, that your vote was discarded. Okay, that was also held not to have a disparate impact, not to have been a violation of the Civil Rights Act of the Constitution by the Supreme Court. 6-3 decision. This idea that this is somehow an assault, or it's racially based, or it's equivalent to Jim Crow. By the way, you want to know something that really did do damage to a significant black community? The stupidity supported by President Biden, unfortunately, the stupidity of moving the All-Star game tonight. Because it was moved from Atlanta because of extremely mild, minor, and reasonable election changes in the procedures in Georgia. And they were supposed to have the All-Star game in Atlanta, where the 51% of the public in Atlanta is black. In Denver, where it moved to, it's 9%. Okay, really? Dr. Vicki Lane, who's an associate professor at the University of Colorado, Denver, who's director of Colorado University's Denver Sports Business Program, said the Denver area is expected to make $40 to $190 million in revenue. For those people in Atlanta, try to remember these dollars, which were lost to black businesses, which is often the case. There's a statement by Texas State Representative Nicole Collier, and again, so vastly overstating the impact and the nature of the laws that are being passed by the legislature. This is clip 4.
The Republican legislature decided that your right to carry a gun was more important than your precious right to vote.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We don't believe that one constitutional right deserves greater deference than the other. They're no greater than the all. They all deserve equal consideration and equal protection.
Okay. This does not take away your sacred right to vote. And concerning the fleeing Democrats, Governor Abbott, who is, I think, trying to work his way around this, had this to say. This is clip 5.
What the House of Representatives can do, the Speaker can do, is issue a call to have these members arrested. In addition to that, however, I can and I will continue to call special session after special session after special session all the way up until election next year. And so if these people want to be hanging out wherever they're hanging out on this taxpayer paid junket, they're going to have to be prepared to do it for well over a year. As soon as they come back in the state of Texas, they will be arrested. They will be cabined inside the Texas Capitol until they get their job done.
Okay, it is about time, right, to sit down and figure out some better way of handling this. Wouldn't that appear to be the case? Then there's Representative Jasmine Crockett, who says she's not worried about Abbott's threats in Texas. This is clip six.
He's threatening that you and your Democratic colleagues will be arrested. Do you worry about that?
I don't.
Why not?
I mean, I don't worry probably because I know the law. And the governor knows the law as well. I'm a criminal defense attorney, and so I understand that I've not committed a crime, so I can't get arrested. The most that could happen is I could be detained. And it's not the governor that gets to make that decision. It's the Speaker of the House.
But the Speaker of the House is also a Republican who also supports arresting them or detaining them. Bring them back home and get them to do their job. Okay, there's a piece that appeared in New York Magazine which looks more relevant today than when it appeared a couple of days ago. The theme of the piece, we are two nations divisible. While Americans claim to want bipartisanship and cooperation, our differences are clearly real and so deep-seated that actually facing down those differences and separating in some sense is healthier, writes Ed Kilgore, is healthier than denying the depth of those differences. We'll talk about it. Are we really on the point of dividing over stuff like this about drive-in voting or all-night voting? We will get to that and to much, much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.